eons did the men and women, seals and beavers of Nunavut, suffer and toil for their overlords. Long did they labor under the oppressive white yoke of the evil Canadian government, until one day a ragtag, displaced group of frustrated Inuit got together and formed a specially trained elite council. And this council wrote a letter. And that letter led to a meeting. And that meeting led to some other meetings, and meeting after meeting for years did they meet. Each meeting leading to another meeting until one day there was a meeting, which led to a vote, which led to some more meetings, which spawned some paperwork, which led to another couple of meetings. And from that meeting was forged the Arctic Council. And they had a meeting. And from that meeting was born a document, which in turn led to another vote and some more meetings, which led to the birth of a territory. When the white man came up north, dressed in his finest furs, he told you that he owned the land. You just smiled and shrugged and you said, sure. Uranium, oil and gold, man, he took a ton of it. You asked him what was left for you, and he said none of it. Patiently you sat and you planned. Quietly, you made your stand. Through fax and email, shaking hands, you said, come on, Whitey, give us back our land. You wondered what could possibly become of it. We'll keep Canada, he said. You can have none of it. None of it, for us you bear no malice. None of it, you freed your Borealis. After Y2K, when the ozone's burned away, I think I'll visit none of it for a tropical holiday.
It's good, you tried some audience participation. Well, I don't know what we're supposed to do, we'll just say none of it.
Now there's 27,000 Inuit taking up 20% of Canada's land, in a country where nobody could tell you where the hell that borderline does stand. It's not that we don't give a damn, I don't mean to make fun of it, but one-fifth of my country is also none of it. Oh, none of it, for us you bear no malice. None of it, come on and shake your Borealis. After Y2K, when the ozone's burned away, I think I'll visit none of it for a post-apocalyptic holiday. And you would say,
Kona,